This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Another story making headlines across Texas on this Thursday, September 15th. Numbers that show a much tighter presidential race than anyone might imagine in what's often considered to be the reddest of red states. As someone on public radio once said, now let's do the numbers. Joshua Blank is a manager of polling and research at the Texas Politics Project. He's also research director at the Texas Lyceum, which conducts the closely watched Texas Lyceum poll each year. Dr. Blank, welcome to the Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
A lot of surprises here. I guess the biggest is that the race appears to be, judging by these numbers, much tighter than a lot of Texans would have anticipated, especially since this is red state Texas. What do the numbers say?
Yeah, well, we found that among likely voters here in Texas, in a four-way race, so including Trump, Clinton, Libertarian Gary Johnson, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Trump's lead was only 7 points. He was up 39 to 32 over Clinton. And I say only because kind of the generic Republican advantage that we expect in a statewide race here is usually, you know, on the order of low double digits. And actually, you know, looking back over the Lyceum poll back to 2012 during the Obama-Romney campaign, at this point in time, Romney was up 19 points over Clinton.
Yeah.
And ended up winning by about 16. So this is definitely, you know, a much tighter race, I think, than we would normally expect.
Now, you're talking about registered voters. You're talking about likely voters.
I'm talking about likely voters.
Okay. Now, the numbers really do sort of start to change once you look at just registered voters.
That's right. So among registered voters, we actually only have Trump in that same definition. So with the four candidates in the race, among registered voters, we only have Trump up 1 point over Clinton, and the race really, really tightens. And actually, there was a survey last week that got a lot of news here in Texas, the Washington Post SurveyMonkey 50-state poll, where they actually showed Clinton leading by a point. They were looking at registered voters in a two-way race. Now, when we look at that, actually, I think we confirm those results, which is we actually show Clinton up 4 among registered voters.
In Texas,
in a two-way race. Now, you know, the registered voter pool is much more diverse than the people who historically show up in Texas elections. So this isn't, on its face, it's not surprising. We expect there to be a gap between registered voters and likely voters. We expect likely voters to be more Republican.
Nonetheless, you don't expect the Democrat to be ahead.
Absolutely not. And I could say, you know, doing this for you know, a little while now and looking at a lot of polling, you know, I haven't seen many, if not any, definitions of an electorate in Texas that goes for the Democrat. But, you know, one of the things is I think what we're seeing in this polling is there's a lot more interest among Hispanics. And, you know, I think the rhetoric of Trump, maybe some combination of, you know, just the slow march of demographic change actually makes this a possibility. And I mean, just to link some things together, I think what also happened last week was the Democratic National Committee opened up an office in Houston. And I think, you know, in conjunction with the Clinton campaign, I would imagine that they were looking at a lot of these same numbers and saying, you know, there's something here for us.
Let me ask you about the methodology here, because this was a telephone survey, as I understand it,
That's
right?
That's correct.
Okay. There have been criticisms of polls that are done, especially in border states, states like Florida, where there's a lot of people have been unsure about whether or not Hispanics, people from Central America, from Mexico, are actually getting measured because of the language differential. How did you guys handle that?
Yeah, well, we do two things to try to reach sort of the hard to reach in particular Hispanic respondents in this case. So one thing we do is we supplement our telephone poll with 40% cell phone contact. So we're not just trying to contact people who have a landline. We're trying to make sure that we get you know, some measure of Texas's population that actually only has cell phones. And that helps a lot. That certainly increases the number of young people you contact, the number of minorities you contact. And that percentage is just going to go up and up and up and over time to the point where at some point, I think most of these polls are going to be just cell phone. But that's, we're getting there.
But what about the language?
Well, so what we do is that we actually construct the instrumentation, the survey instrument, the questions and the responses in both English and in Spanish. And then we have live interviewers who basically the first thing that they do is they ask if the respondent would like to have the survey proceed in English or in Spanish. So we actually have live interviewers who are Spanish speaking, communicating with these people and making the option available to them to take the survey in Spanish.
But, polls are a snapshot. There's
Absolutely.
One moment. What does this tell us ultimately as we head into the high season?
Well, I think what it tells us is that Texas is still a Republican state. There's demographic change going on, and I think we can see that in sort of the whole picture of the numbers here. You know, there's a good chance that in the grand scheme of things, Donald Trump is going to win Texas. I mean, I think that that would be obviously a big shock to everybody if he didn't. I think it's very likely that he's going to underperform past recent statewide candidates here. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this number got a little bit bigger as we got closer to Election Day, just simply because there are just more Republicans in the state. So a lot of those undecided people that you're talking about, what usually happens with them is that as the election goes on, and what I was kind of getting at earlier was, you know, a lot of people are just really honestly paying attention to this. I know for us, and probably for a lot of your listeners, it feels like this has been going on forever. And how could someone not have made an opinion about this yet? But a lot of people really don't pay a ton of attention to politics. And for them, you know, Labor Day, the start of the campaign. The debates are coming up. And what will happen for a lot of those people is, you know, whatever loose or strong partisan ties they have will guide them. So you kind of look at the group of people who haven't decided yet. They'll probably split off based on whatever their underlying partisanship is. And in Texas, that tends to be a little bit more Republican, or actually a lot more Republican, especially among likely voters. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this lead increase a little bit, but still underperform, you know, the national numbers. I mean, as always, turnout's going to be a big deal, and especially the turnout of Hispanics. And I think what a lot of people like me in the state are going to be watching is, what does Hispanic turnout look like in this race? Does it actually go up and break 20% or 21% of the electorate? You know, does it actually start to get a little bit closer to their share in the population or not? And I think that's going to be really interesting to see.
Dr. Joshua Blank, Texas Lyceum Research Director. We'll have a link to the Lyceum poll, the highlights at the very least, at texasstandard.org. Dr. Blank, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.